Let's just spend the half an hour or so doing some inner work. One thing I haven't talked much about that might be useful. If there's anyone in your past or in present that you have an ongoing anger, like an ongoing persisting anger at that person. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be someone who's hurt you in the past. It's just an ongoing rejection of that person that you don't even want to get rid of because you feel justified in having it. And yet you have to suffer it. So it's not really worth it if there's some way to resolve it. Sometimes just placing that, you'll have your own ways to do this, I'm sure. I'm just telling you one that has been effective for me. I just put the image of that person as though in front of me. And just spend some time, not even talking, just seeing what type of feelings that the image of that person evokes. So let all of those feelings and emotions come as you continue to welcome them and relax your buddhi, letting the image with all of the different maybe hurtful, negative, angry emotions, letting all of those be there attached to the image. Just let it stay there. Welcome the image, welcome the emotions, welcome all the feelings. So the buddhi really remains with yourself, but doesn't reject in any way all of the feelings. The buddhi just remains steady and present to all of the feelings that image evokes until the feelings start to drop off, leaving just the image without the feelings. You can try that. You can do dialogue with that kind of long-standing pain or whatever other inner ways of working with it that aren't helpful for you. you can see that the image invokes an associated pain, anger, hurt, whatever it happens to be. You can turn your attention toward that hurt. And also notice that the hurt is embodied. You can feel it. And it really isn't attached to the image. It's kind of an odd thing to experience. The image invokes that pain. But the pain is embodied. It's in the unconscious. It's not attached to the image. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.